Hi, Newstalk's Ciara Kelly here. Summer always feels like a fresh start, and for a lot of us, that fresh start begins at home. Ideas start bubbling away. Maybe it's a new bathroom, a new kitchen, or a bigger renovation. But this is the moment when it all really starts to take shape. If you're thinking ahead, Tile Style is the place to begin. Tile Style has an incredible range of tiles, flooring, and finishes, and they make the planning side far easier too. Their team can help you visualize your space with customized virtual designs for kitchens and bathrooms so you can feel confident about your choices long before any work begins. And it's a great time to start planning because the Tile Style Summer Sale is now on with 40% off all tiles in stock and incredible reductions on wood flooring, bathrooms and fitted kitchens too. It's a brilliant opportunity to get inspired, make decisions early and take advantage of real savings while you're at it.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Paul Crone is with us. He's director of the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals. And the reason that he is with us is because they say that the CAO system needs to be radically overhauled and that effectively it is becoming totally dominated by a points race, and echoing some of what we heard earlier in the week, that the high points given by some university colleges are there to create a sense of elitism rather than to actually serve as a measure of supply and demand. So, Paul, what is it that you would hope to see changed with the way the CAO works?
Good morning, Anton. We believe that we need to move to a more student-centred model that recognises students' aptitudes, abilities and interests rather than just a crude calculation of their performance in the exam. Now, we do believe that we do need to have matriculation requirements. For example, we do want our engineers to be good at maths so that the bridges will stand up. We do want our doctors to be good at biology, etc., etc. So, but we don't. What we don't need is the pressure cooker of students having to be good at everything. They have to perform in six subjects in order to get points for courses, which then filters down into the senior cycle, into the junior cycle, I believe into primary schools as well. And it puts pressure on students and parents to be thinking about the points and the college place from as young as 8 and 9 years of age.
But explain then, Paul, how does that remove points from the system? Because if you do want your bridges to stand up and you want them to be skilled at mathematics, don't you just shift the points competition into maths because we're still stuck with the same amount of places?
Not necessarily. We can reduce the number of subjects that are counted for points, which takes the pressure off. We can also look at calculating bonus points. At the moment, there's bonus points for maths, but why can't the bonus points be relative to the course that the student is doing? So, for example, if you're applying for a journalism course, surely your bonus points should be in English, because that's the area of your interest and ability and the area of relevance to the course. So if the points are relative to the course, well, then it takes the pressure off because students are focusing and they automatically do better at subjects that they enjoy and they like.
Sorry, Paul, maybe I'm missing something here, but I would have thought, to continue with your analogy, if we have 100 places available in a journalism course and everybody seeking to go knows that they need to do well in English, well, what we now have is, instead of a competition across six courses or six subjects, we have the same competition concentrated just on English, and it's the same points race, just on a narrower beam focus.
And you see, that's part of the issue. We don't know how many places there are being offered, and the points are there's no transparency on if we have 100 places and we have 100 applicants, brilliant. Do we have 200 places and 50 applicants? We don't have that information. That information is not available. So we have no transparency on how points are being calculated, how points are being used. We did have the recent report in Galway University where they spoke about reducing numbers in their arts course, and they were contemplating discontinuing it. But in order to keep points high, they had to make strategic decisions. Now, what that means is putting artificial cap on it so that the illusion of supply was
But separating the two things, I mean, better transparency may be wonderful, but are we not still in the same situation where even if we have transparency into the system is fundamentally going to be based on supply and demand? There's an X amount of available courses. If more than X people go for them, then they fight through points, whether that be allocated to one subject or six subjects.
No, we will inevitably have certain courses that are there is a greater demand for, and that's going to be inevitable. But we also believe that the Transitions Group in 2017 recommended that universities would implement more universal entry courses. So therefore, getting more students into general entry science or engineering, those courses, those small niche courses where the high points are. And then at the end of first year, they can be filtered on the basis of their performance and how they have settled into university. So we need to make it more enabling rather than restrictive. As it's operating at the moment, it is restricting students' access.
Paul, thanks very much. Paul Crone there, Director of the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.